You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come to give us a yoke that is light. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, caution, hot. If you've been to a McDonald's, you've seen that, and the reason for that was that in the kind of mid to late 1990s, there was a lawsuit that happened because McDonald's coffee was hot, and it kind of became a joke because all of us kind of went, well, duh. This is before we had this weird invention that I still don't really trust called iced coffee. There was kind of this kind of moment of like, well, yeah, coffee is hot. What kind of a moron doesn't understand that? And there was a lot of kind of jokes that happened about this. There were a lot of things. But it all came from this kind of moment that was actually kind of very serious. There was a lady who was a passenger in a car, and they were going through the drive-thru of a McDonald's, and she bought a coffee, and she was one of those people that doesn't take it black. She needed to add some accoutrements to her black coffee. And in the process, she spilled some on her lap. Now, most of us are kind of like, well, okay, we've probably spilled coffee someplace, somewhere. But what you didn't know about the McDonald's coffee at that time was that they were superheating their coffee to the point where it was almost boiling before they handed it to you. So she actually got second-degree burns on her legs. And initially what she did was she went to the hospital. She had to get a skin graft, actually, because of that. And she went to McDonald's and she said, hey, I've got $20,000 in medical bills. Will you please pay these for me? And McDonald's said, nah. And so as a result of that, the case got bigger and bigger. And instead of this being just something that McDonald's wrote a check for, it became something in our culture. Something where we started to talk about the quote-unquote ridiculousness of this lady and her hot coffee. Well, she goes on to say that during that time, she was carrying a lot of emotional baggage around this. She knew that it was right for her to receive some compensation for what happened to her. She knew that it was wrong that the coffee was heated as much as it was. And yet, she knew that the whole world, it felt like, was against her, was laughing at her, was thinking that the things that she was seriously suffering from were just kind of silly. There's quite a bit of that in our world. Quite a bit of that maybe you identify with. We started off today with this question of, are you carrying it too well? And that comes from this idea of this kind of expectation that, well, we all have our stuff. And what we're called to do is just carry it well. We're all called to suffer. We're all called to deal with what we've got. We're all called to cope. But is that what God's picture of life looks like? Is God's picture of life a life where we suffer and we cope and we just kind of get through? Or is there something else there? That's kind of a big question. Because on the one hand, we do suffer. We do have to cope. We do have to get through things. I mean, after all, that's what Paul is talking about in that epistle reading. That epistle reading where he's talking about the good that he wants to do. Well, those are the things that he doesn't do. And yet, the bad that he doesn't want to do, well, those are the things that he ends up doing. And maybe you're holier than everybody else in this room, but if not, then you probably resonate a little bit with that. At least, you know, once a week, maybe once a month. Maybe you're really good and you do it once a year that you go, oh yeah, and rest of the time I'm perfect. But that one time a year, I tell you what, I do something that I don't want to do. And that's sin. That's you malfunctioning. And that becomes a burden. It becomes a burden that somehow you have to deal with. And there's all sorts of different ways that we deal with those burdens, right? Sometimes we just justify those burdens. We just go, well, of course, I sinned in that way because, well, there's all of these other things, and I was just kind of forced into this sin because of all of those other people and all of those other things that happened to me. Well, I was just bound to sin because of that. But sometimes that rings a little hollow. Sometimes we can identify that there are things that go into the equation of our sinfulness, but we also kind of look at ourselves and we go, but I know me. And I know that I should be better than that. That's what Paul is wrestling with here. Paul is wrestling with that nagging sense when we fail. That nagging sense that says, I wouldn't expect better out of anybody else. But because it's me, for some reason, I expect to strive more. I expect to be able to carry it well. I expect to be able to pull through. Those expectations a lot of times mean that when it comes time to confess our sins, we hold some stuff back from God. Because, after all, we want to carry it well. We go, no, God, you know what, the other things, you know, the other times that I've broken your law, well, those things maybe I'll bring to you, but I've got a few. Well, I want to deal with these. I want to deal with these because it's going to make me feel good. It's going to make me feel good if I take them and I actually do some good stuff with them. And maybe it means that I resist that temptation for a little while. Maybe it means that I actually don't do those bad things for a little bit. Maybe it's that I'm going to go do something good that I haven't been doing and I need to be doing. There's all of that that starts to get into our bloodstream as we start to go, no, I need to carry this well. And as we start to load those things into our lives, we start to see ourselves in a whole new light. In a new light in which there's a spotlight shining on us. And that spotlight feels glorious. We feel it in our bones, the warmth that comes off of it, knowing that we've got this thing that we are not troubling God with. But we're taking care of ourselves. And as that spotlight gets more and more intense on us, and as we feel more and more of the warmth coming off of it, we start to imagine ourselves all of a sudden not as fully human anymore, but maybe, well, partially divine. And we start that because we know that, well, God should be the one that's dealing with this, but I stole it from him. I got it from him. And now look at me. Hercules of my own life. A titan among human beings. We start to see ourselves more and more in that light. But the problem is that light is too hot for us. That you are actually a really bad God.
Is you a really bad God?
Yeah. That we're really bad at handling our own problems. And that we have the track record to prove it. And so sometimes that failure is actually kind of a good thing. That failure is actually something that brings us down to where we need to be. It's funny, the way that Jesus starts off this little saying of his that we read in the gospel reading, the sort of backhanded, not quite compliment that he gives to the disciples. So Jesus is talking about to whom the Father has revealed things. And so Jesus is saying, I thank you, Father, that you have not revealed these things to the wise and the understanding. And the disciples are like, oh, thanks, Jesus. And instead, you have revealed them to these snot-nosed brats. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And Jesus puts his disciples in a place where it's evident who they are. They're not Hercules. They're not Titans. They're not people that are in the spotlight. They're just kids. And the beautiful thing about kids so much of the time, not all the time, but so much of the time, is that a lot of times they're a little bit more likely to recognize that they need forgiveness. Sometimes they're a little bit more quick to recognize that they need help. Sometimes they're a little bit easier to cry. And something about that is what Jesus is teaching his disciples about discipleship. You know, it's funny, in our American Christian understanding of what discipleship is, if you read in internet articles or books about discipleship, a lot of times it is taking on these heavy loads. It's getting up early in the morning, it's memorizing scripture, it is doing all sorts of stuff. It's living a holy life. And all of those things are things that Jesus calls us to, but it's important to remember that as he calls us into doing all of those things, it's important not to forget that this part of discipleship that he's talking about today is maybe the most important part of it all. That this is what holds everything together. That what holds our discipleship together is not all of the stuff that we can do. It's not all of the sin that we can push away from. It's not all of the good things that we can do. But rather, it's that we can have the humility to see ourselves as children and to bring that before God and say, this is too heavy for me. I can't. I need help. And if you're unwilling to do that, I would venture to say that you're not a Christian. Because Christianity is about the forgiveness of sins. Christianity is about you being needy before God. Christianity is about recognizing that you don't have it all together, so you need a Savior. And so if you're getting up in the morning and you're pounding Bible verses, but you're forgetting to bring your neediness, your sins that need to be forgiven, your stuff, what you're engaging in is not discipleship. It's self-adulation. But if your discipleship is first and foremost getting up in the morning and saying, God, I have no idea why I am in your kingdom. God, look at me. I am a child amongst the wise and the understanding. But I know who you are. And I know that you are a God who has a light yoke to offer me. A God who I can take my strivings and lay them at your feet. I can take my sins and lay them at your feet. And you're just going to say, thanks. Thanks for giving those to me because I don't want you to have them. Let me forgive you of your sins. Those kind of random sins where you recognize that you have broken a commandment or two. And those maybe even more dangerous sins of you thinking that you are God. I'm going to crucify those. And I'm going to raise you to a new life that is filled with joy. So go out and understand that Jesus is all in for you. You little children, and that your discipleship starts by coming to him and saying, I don't have it all together, but I know that you do. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
everybody. Thank you so much for being a subscriber to our podcast. If you're getting this, that means that you have subscribed to University Lutheran in your podcasting platform, and we really appreciate that. We'd love to ask you for another special favor, and that is to leave us a review. A 5-star review is great if you can do it. And then also, if you can leave us a comment, that would be fantastic as well. The whole reason we're asking this is that A, it will help us get our message out to other people. It also is something that's going to help us just kind of stay and be able to be in some of those podcasting platforms. So please do consider giving us a review with stars or however your podcasting platform does it. And definitely, if you're able to leave us a comment review, those things are really helpful. Thank you so much for considering it. God's blessings. Bye.